Ken?
Yes, sir.
The Times this morning says that Johnson is interfering in New York, telling them what to do, and so the Times is getting ready to write a mean editorial about it. I had a press conference a minute ago, and they asked me the question about it, and I told them that the Attorney General had not, quote, had not consulted me about what his plans were, that I did not know, that no one else in New York had asked for my recommendation. That was a matter for New York people, and if the Attorney General wanted to make a decision and they wanted to support him or however they want to handle it, is a matter entirely for the Attorney General and the people of New York and not for me to try to dictate. So I thought you ought to know that and get it in, because they said Mazo picked up this story and hung it on a White House source, and that they had an editorial that they were writing about outsiders trying to tell New Yorkers what to do. And I think it gets into this labor thing and things I told you about yesterday.
I talked to Steve to get him to do what you suggested, Lieutenant Wright, to get help back there. So he was trying to get him today. And well, I had Time magazine call me, and they asked me about the same thing, so I gather it's out. And I said that they asked me why I talked to you about it, and I said that you're in a position. New York had decided themselves that Robert's relations were totally amicable, and I knew that you would want to help in any way you could, but not that would not be in any electoral contest, which was decided in the state. They're pressing my help or gather somebody's talk.
Well, caution, Steve, and I don't think it does them any good for me to be trying to dictate it, and I don't think it does me any good, and I think it might use it as a something to inflame New Yorkers with.
Yeah, I agree.
And so you watch it. Now, what are you doing on this Freedom Party?
We are sitting right here in Mr. Bailey's office, Mr. President, and it's tough. We're calling everybody we can, and I think by tomorrow we ought to have some before we go out, which is, we're calling him directly, just no point to take somebody else's word. I don't think this morning.
Who are you calling? The credentials members?
If we can avoid it, we are not, but we may have to reach that point. You start out, Mr. President, and they only need 11 people. They start out with 10 before we almost begin the game. So you got...
Who are those 10?
Well, you got two in Colorado that are definitely off. You got two in the district that are definitely off. That's four. You got two in Michigan that are definitely off. That's six. You got two in Wisconsin. We checked with them today, and they're definitely off. So that's eight. You got two in New York, one of who is a Negro girl who works for Bob Wagner. I would think she'd almost have to be off, but it's, I think we have to count her off. John English would be the 10th. John we could get if we absolutely had to. But if we have 10 before we even begin to start counting the others, and even with a few we talked to, we have, you know, they're just awfully difficult. So I'd say I'd have to take a very black look at it right now. We just go through and make our count, and then afterwards we'll be talking about it.
Well, now, what does that mean to your black look at it?
The black look right now, Mr. President, is if they have 10 before we count, and we have left out many of the big northern states who are going to, you know, Dick Daley, for example, told me to go to hell. That he just couldn't go along with keeping Mississippi under any circumstances, but finally ended up, he told John talked to him, and Lawrence talked to him, but told us all the same thing. I would think if the chips ever came down and we say we have to have Illinois, that we can get Illinois. But, you know, it's a tough one. We got places like Guam and Canal Zone where you know that there's going to be a color problem on their own making. John just talked to Governor Hughes in Iowa, and he said he could get the man, but the woman, he positively can't get. But she just told him to go to hell, and not both the seats. So that would be 11. We might have a chance of pulling the Colorado people off and negotiating with some of the others, but I think we start the California thing. One of Jess Unruh's got comes from a district which is 20% Negro, we'd have a hell of a fight. I think we could get him. The woman, I'm sure by looking at her name, the governor said she's fine. I don't believe him. Her name is Verna Canson. I guess that's a colored name to me. The woman in Maryland, I would think is colored. Her name is Victorine. We're trying to check it right now. Victorine Adams from Baltimore. So I would think it's her. But I can go, we can do, Mr. President, just get a get the cold count, see where the hell we come from. Go from there. I thought I might go talk to Joe and see if we can make any mileage with him, but we don't have real know who we are, old fella. But I would think if our thought was that we could not get a minority report filed, that I'd be discouraged myself. Facts.
Well, if you if they file a minority report from the Credentials Committee, then you'd have to get 8 states, and I gather you figure you couldn't get 8 states, so then you'd have to get a roll call. Then the question is, what would happen on a roll call, and what do you think would happen on a roll call?
Well, I think the roll call is worse than the rest. Roll call, we'd have a hell of a lot of trouble. The 8 states, we go to the second point, the 8 states, I think, you know, you have to get a majority of their delegation voting to have a roll call.
Ask John, did he give out an interview for NBC this morning about his not for seating either one of them?
No, he did not, Mr. President.
Well, I wish he'd corrected with
him. Right here. Yeah.
Well, be damn sure it
is. Yes, Mr. President.
John, did you give out that AP interview?
I did not. I haven't had any interview. I was in Waller Jenkins' office. I didn't speak to anybody yesterday. What happened was, I gave out a statement, or we get run a letter to the places, that every delegation, where there's a contest, we were going to see neither one.